The issue of placing a 5-cent deposit on bottled water and other non-carbonated beverages has been seen and heard on television and radio ads throughout this election cycle. The No on Question 2 Stop Forced Deposits coalition of businesses, individuals, and recycling companies has enlisted the help of people like Dr. Jeffrey Zabel, an economics professor at Tufts University.
Expanding forced deposits under Question 2 would cost up to 10 times more per ton than curbside recycling. And it's likely to increase the recycling rate by less than 1%. Stores and other businesses would face additional operating costs of more than $60 million a year. Hence, consumers are likely to pay higher grocery prices.
Ads from the Stop Litter Yes on 2 group feature people such as former Massachusetts Park Ranger Kurt Rudge.
It would dramatically decrease the amount of trash that we're seeing in our parks today. What I know is that I have been working in the park system for 39 years, that the bottle bill works.
All told, those opposing the initiative have spent $8.3 million, according to the Massachusetts Office of Campaign and Political Finance. Supporters have spent roughly $905,000. In 1982, Massachusetts voters approved a nickel deposit on cans and bottles of soda and beer. Over the last 15 years, efforts by those wishing to expand the law to iced tea and sports drinks have fallen short, with bills failing to pass in both legislative houses. Jenny Gitlitz leads the Berkshire area efforts for the Stop Litter campaign.
It recovers 82% of the containers it targets, the soda and the beer, as opposed to 23% of non-carbonated beverage containers, because those don't have a deposit and they have a terrible recycling rate.
Nicole Giambuso is the spokesperson for the No Coalition, which has more than 3,500 supporters, including grocery store chains, the powerful American Beverage Association, and multiple chambers of commerce.
The idea is expanding programs that are comprehensive and convenient. It wouldn't make sense for these communities to try to increase recycling by having people separate just beverage containers, which make up less than 1% of the waste stream, and drive them back to the grocery store.
New York and Connecticut both recently expanded bottled deposit laws, and Maine has required a deposit on bottled water for 10 years. Gitlitz believes the cost figure is a scare tactic, saying significant price increases were not seen in the neighboring states. Giambuso says forced deposit is an outdated system created when single stream and curbside recycling didn't exist. She says the two ideas cannot coexist.
Consumers will also pay when it comes to unclaimed deposits. That 5 cent per container deposit, if the container's recycled at home, that money goes to the state. Over the past 10 years, $350 million in unclaimed deposits have gone to the state's general fund and not to environmental programs. And there's nothing in this proposal to ensure that that money, that that environment fund will not be raided again.
Gitlitz says the deposit will capture items often thrown away.
30 to 50% of everything we drink, we're drinking away from home, in our cars and at the office, and nobody's bringing those home to recycle. Here in the Berkshires, most towns don't even have curbside. It's not relevant.
Yes supporters total more than 130 environmental organizations, committees, and individuals like Governor Deval Patrick, U.S. Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren, and the entire Berkshire legislative delegation. About 158,000 signatures helped place the question on the ballot. A poll of likely voters conducted by Social Sphere Incorporated for the Boston Globe and released October 30th found 66% plan to vote no, just 28% said yes. As for the other ballot questions, number one asked voters if they support eliminating a new law linking future increases in the gas tax to the rate of inflation. A yes vote eliminates the adjustment. A no vote allows the increases. Question 3 asks voters if they support repealing the state's casino law, and question 4 asks if workers should be entitled to accrue up to 40 hours of paid sick time per year. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.